First public hearing is conditional use number 1731, White Water Enterprises Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office and shop for a well drilling business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.99 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 16, 300 feet west of Route 30. Excuse me. General Weavers, for your benefit, I passed down a copy of a sketch and survey of the property. I'm showing the proposed improvements. It also shows the adjoining property, which is at the corner of Route 16 and 30. That property is already zoned C1 general commercial. The applicant is proposing, according to their application, an office and shop for their well drilling business, and we have two agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation, received on August 29th of 2006. Makes reference to the AR zoning proposed conditional use. It makes reference to Route 16. There's an annual average daily traffic of 4,231 vehicles per day. There is a summer average of 5,528 vehicles per day. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The level of service is level of service E and will not change as a result of this application. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we have a memorandum received today. Makes reference to the application, the location, the proposed use, the size of the parcel. The parcel is not located in a county proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer or water district. An individual on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area Study will be required. And they, an additional comment, they add that the county is currently conducting a planning study for the North Coastal Sussex area. The study is scheduled to be completed this year, 2008, and the county has no schedule to provide service to this project. And they also add that a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir. You could be so kind as to come up and give us your name and
I'm Robert Allen White Jr.
Okay. Brian White.
Okay, gentlemen, you've heard what our director had to say about your application. You have anything you want to add?
The only thing I would say is about the 16 entrance way, we also have access to 30. There's a strip of 75 foot wide that joins 30. We need to put an entrance way from there. You know, the 16 was a problem.
Okay. Well, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And we'll start with you, Mr. Burton.
So say it again with the entrance way. You are going to request the entrance off of 30?
Well, the way I understood, there was a high traffic area on Route 16, and they wasn't recommending us putting the entrance there. Well, we also have access to Route 30, which our property goes around the actual ironworks property and borders 30 also, 75 foot wide strip. If we need to put an entrance way on 30 instead of 16, it's a good alternative.
Okay, so you haven't gone to DLDOT and requested this?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Did you recently require that, since that doesn't show up on your survey or the tax map?
It was done after the original fact, probably 6-8 months.
Yes.
Doesn't show up on the application. Okay.
There was an acre added to that. The 1.99 was the first parcel, and then there was an acre added to it, which strip basically a strip well in the back, which give us the access to Route 30.
Goes over to 30.
Okay. So the office area would be, as it states, an office area, and all the welding would be done in the shop?
There'd be very little welding at all. I mean,
it's a well drilling.
Well drilling.
Yeah, anything that we're just, you
the
know.
The place next to us is a welding.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what would be in the shop? Would there be any?
Vehicles.
Periodically.
Yeah, park vehicles, you know, more just for storage than anything.
Would there be any outside storage at all?
There will be some outside storage, such as like sand. Like gravel, sand. There's not going to be there's not going to be an enormous amount of trash or anything like that, so to say.
Would you be in need of any dumpsters or any? Would there
small, like a 2-cubic yard, something that would probably be standard for most businesses.
And the plan is to fence this in, fence the
absolutely.
Shop away
yes.
from the
absolutely.
Thing. And the parking that you have up front would be for customers or
customer parking.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many employees do you anticipate?
Right now, there's 7 of us.
Including you,
yeah. Including you, it's not going to be, I can't ever see it being more than 10 unless no. something happens that we're unaware of. But you never know.
Good
you
never know.
Right.
Yeah.
Would there be a need for a sign?
There, I mean, we could put the sign on the building itself. We had intentions one time, we was talking about actually doing like a sign, like a waterfall sign, you know, something directing, you know, like.
There's actually a 2 billboards right there on the corner of our property.
Right. Between the, yeah. This is the commercial zone property, which is Ironworks.
That's all the, was there a septic feasibility done?
A separate what?
Is there a septic feasibility done? It's got to be.
No, we haven't had any of that done.
Really.
We wanted to see how everything
went.
I mean, it's pretty standard sandy soil out there. I haven't, you know.
No,
there
shouldn't be an
issue. I don't think it'd be an issue.
Okay. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
So your layout looks similar to the old family well drilling there. Was it Allendale?
Well, we're not going to say that.
I mean, office separate
from your
warehouse.
Right.
And the storage of the equipment outside, very much like used to be done there. And
we would like to keep more of our stuff inside.
Yeah,
nothing,
we want the
know,
building large enough to keep most everything inside.
We got mostly new equipment, and we want to keep it in good shape.
Okay. And your survey shows a proposed driveway along the western property line. Is that?
That was probably at the point
survey?
Before we got the other land. I mean, we can go. It doesn't matter whatever needs
preferably
to be done here.
Yeah.
You know, we can put it in.
Because you show your entrance parking here, but then you show a driveway over.
That's what I think the actual whoever.
Old survey?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
There may be a culvert there or something to that effect.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just following up with Mr. Johnson's question on the survey in the down here on the southwest, it says proposed property lines. Is that just the result of an older survey?
Obviously, I think so. Yes.
Can I look at it?
Sure. Right down there.
I guess that's the side property.
This parcel actually has a parcel number now.
Okay.
It was that right corner.
Drawn before they actually created the parcel.
It's actually 75
foot
wide strip that goes over 30 also.
Can't read it though.
So
29.01, okay.
With that in mind, any barely. Future our existing buildings, you'd be in compliance with the setbacks. You're not asking for any variance through the board of adjustment.
No,
all right. I don't have any other questions.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Link.
My questions have been answered.
Thank you, Mr. Counts.
No additional questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counselor.
No thanks. No questions.
All right, then, gentlemen. We thank you. If you
thank you.
Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1731, Whitewater Enterprises Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1731? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? If there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.